Right, they're racing at Sandown in Melbourne, Warwick Farm in Sydney, Doomben in Queensland, and Pinjarra over there in the West. We'll kick it all off with you, Dicko, for your staking plan on the lakeside track there at Sandown tomorrow.
Yeah, expect we find a track that favours the on-pace horses tomorrow with the rail and the true back on the lakeside. Yep. We're going to kick off, though, in race number two with a back marker, number one, Laquero for Cindy Alderson, Tommy Stockdale. This horse is two from two. It was dynamic winning at Mornington Fresh for first ever start. Then went to Flemington and was heavily backed and won really, really well. That's a good form race versus these. It's a small field. I don't think it needs to be too far off them. I think Derive will get a really nice run for Ellerton Zara J Carr, but I reckon Laquero might be the better horse in this race and maybe one of the best horses that races there tomorrow. Race so two, what? Number one, Laquero, $50 on at the $5 with Tab.
Okay, so $50 on Laquero in the second race. Then where do we go? How much are we spending? $250?
No, we're going to spend $200 tomorrow. We're going to head now to race four. We're going to back two horses. There's a Tasmanian horse here that has done nothing wrong but just keeps winning. It's shown like good gate speed most of the career. It missed the start last start, but it didn't matter. It just circled them and killed them. It's much better than anything in Tasmania at this grade. Now it comes over here to have a crack. I think you can roll forward and be there or thereabouts. We're going to have $50 on at the 420 with Tab. That's race four, number one and beyond. Winning machine. Hopefully it keeps going. But if it doesn't, I reckon number 10, Home Rule, who was a big win for us at Warrnambool second up after being a little bit luckless first up. I reckon this horse is talented. I reckon it's going to map to be there or thereabouts leading, which is going to be suited tomorrow. So we're going to have 50 on both. So 50, race four, number one and beyond at 420. 50, number 10, Home Rule at $3.80 with the Tab.
Okay, so we've spent 150 so far. The final of your 50.
Two nice trials this thing. Race 5, number 2, Charm School, $3.60 with the Tab. We're going to have $50 on. Two nice trials, two starts in his career. It was a good win in a good form race at Sandown, first ever start. Very green. Mark Zara got it through its gears. Then it went to Morphettville in a really good race where an SP favourite versus horses like Ecumenical, Ranting, Crown Mint. They are proper horses. This is not a proper race. If this horse is anywhere near right, which the trial suggests it is, I think Zara getting back on. P-Gat slaughtered it at Morphettville, and it looked like it sort of went amiss. Enough trials, good solid base here. Zara back. This looks like a really good bet to me. Race
all right, then.
5, number 2, Charm School.
So Laquero race 2, number 150 at $5. Two bets in race number 4. This big mail out of Tassie when I was in Launceston last week. I had about every second person come up and tap me on the shoulder and tip me this horse. It's heading to Sandown next Wednesday, Gareth. I highly recommend you get on. So they're betting $4.20 at the Tab, $50 on that galloper, and Home Rule, number 10, $50 at $3.80, and then Charm School, race 5, number 2, $50 at $3.60. Mark Roden, we'll head to you now to look at this meeting at Warwick Farm. Where do we start with your specials on this card?
We're going to start in the first. I'm spending $2.50. Jack changed it up on me again. He changed it on me last week. He's changed on me again today, but I'm sticking with the $2.50. Race 1, number, bear with me, number 4, Rocolto, $5.50 with a Tab. Completely the wrong part of the track on a very biased track at Kensington. It's only run. The favourite Marin Parr was good enough on debut, but I think it's too short at 3.10. I think Rocolto at 5.50 is much better value. Move across to race 4. No, sorry, race 5 it is. I'm going to back two horses in this race. The favourite, number 2, Exotic Ruby at 2.70. I think that should probably shorten. Happy to take 2.70. It's dropping back from Saturday races and even a group race last start back to midweeks. Maxwell with Natural Villa. Yes, clear top pick. But I want to save on number 6, Grace Bay, who did a hell of a lot of work early at Canterbury and fought on well to still run second behind Brazen Gem, who's won again since. So I think it's the clear danger. I expect one of the two to win that in race 5.
Okay.
And one to come. The last race 8, number 1, Madam Legend, just simply too bad to be true last start, but on its previous form would be right in this. And it's at around $10, so 50 on that. So we've got 50 on race 1, number 4. Race 5, we'll have 100 on number 2 and 50 on number 6. and in race 8, 50 on number 1.
It's interesting, Wayne Hooks joined us for Wayne's World this morning, and he did point out that that filly that you're tipping in the opening race with Colso is pretty handy, and they've got big plans in store for her, and we were thinking maybe for the Australian Oaks we might have something on her at 100 to 1 before tomorrow, Mark.
Yeah, well, she'd want to be winning this tomorrow if they've got that kind of race in mind for her, but that's very pleasing to hear.
This is the Midweek Masterclass on this Tuesday afternoon here on RSN Central. This is the segment that we catch up with the Mailbag team, and we have our staking plan for the Metro meetings around the country, and we're up now to the Doomben meeting in Queensland with Shane Curley. Shane, take it away. Looking forward to your staking plan here.
Gareth, yes. Look, I was just going to go the one plonk, but I'll give a little bit of action here. We'll go two bets.
Okay.
We'll go smallest bet first, race 8, number 4, Zucchina. Currently around 550 at the tab. This horse has sort of been settling back and making good grounds, particularly last start it was something lit. Gets an inside gate tomorrow. I think it'll settle. It's got the ability to sort of jump even, but it has been drifting back at 1,200. I think up to 1,350 from a low draw, it has the ability to jump with him and then hold a bit closer spot in run, and I think that'll be the difference. There's a couple of horses that are in the market without a jock and could be scratched and go to another race. So have to be mindful of potential deductions there. But this horse is going really good. He was excellent on the clock late as well to the eye. So we'll have something like, say if I'm spending 200, I'll have 50 on him at that price, race okay. 8, number 4, Zucchina.
At 5.5, so that means we have $150 left.
Yeah. This looks a good race on paper with some decent horses in race 3. But I think this horse is completely the wrong price, and I have a feeling it might be just classes above them too. Number 2, The Move. It's come back from a spell. The last preparation showed plenty of ability, a bit of a wrap on it. Put in the paddock and come back. And its trial at Doomben on the 16th of February was outstanding. It ran really slick time, did it very easily. There were some other open class trialers on the day which were pushed out and ran inferior time to this horse. So that's a bit of a guide there. A few of these horses have ran in Metro Saturday and ran really well. This guy gets to a class 3 race at the midweeks. I know it's drawn a little bit wide. It's got great speed, and the other speed horses are drawn just inside him. It'll bully its way outside the leader at very worst on the map, and it'll be too good for them. Race 3, number 2, The Move, about 360 at the tap.
What price do you think it'll start, Curly?
Somewhere between 260 and 290, I'd anticipate.
Get on, lads. That Curly sounds the most confident with that bet there tomorrow. Would you agree, Dicko?
I've actually just tried to back it. That really got me horned up. He's really, really keen, isn't he?
Oh, I think The Move. We should make The Move now. Race 3, number 2 at Doomben at $3.60. If we had to have one bet... Oh, Pete, I forgot about you. You were so confident, however, at Pinjarra. Sorry. How dare I forget? You're probably on... No, you wouldn't be on Tinder now since you found love, but are you having a bet there at Pinjarra?
Well, we're copying it from all angles. Billy ain't silly, Gareth. Race 7, one bet. The horse is showing ability in the wet. I think the more it rains, the more we can have on. Although it depends on what the price is. There is no prices at the moment. But Billy Ain't Silly showed some good form in its first ever prep. It's trialled twice so far this preparation behind Celebrity Queen and Crystal Spirit. Jerry Noski sticks. We might get a price. Colin Webster, he knows where he's going to be placing this horse. He's already scratched it once, and I suspect they might have been waiting for this start. So for me, just the one bet. We'll leave it at that. The rest of the card on the average side.
All right, then. We'll quickly go and ask the lads their very best for the day. Dicko?
Charm School, race 5, number 2, Charm School.
All right, then. Mark?
Yeah, even though I'm having a favour in the race, race 5, number 2, Exotic Ruby, best of the day.
All right, mate. The Move for you, Curly?
Definitely The Move.
And, Pete, you've only had the one bet, so it's not that hard.
Exactly. I can throw out more, but we'll wait till we've got a little bit more clarity with scratchings and markets and so forth.
All right, mate. Good luck. lads. Always a pleasure catching up with you. You can listen to the podcast there if you missed any of these bets with the Midweek Masterclass. Just subscribe to RSN Central. Head to our website at rsn.net.au and we'll put up the punts as well on our social media platforms. Enjoy your day. Any tips in the lawn bowls before we let you go, Curly?
No more lawn bowls until September that we can get in. So
that's just a point.
Yeah, it's shocking.
All right, then. Good on you, lads. Yeah. There we go. There's a Midweek Masterclass.